Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
You know, this obviously we've been in the news of South Africa, mainly thanks to misinformation by some South Africans, and then obviously Donald Trump, Elon Musk, the whole Twitter propaganda machine, and then there's, you know, Lesotho this side wanting some land in the bad books of Israel, and we're made to seem like this horrible country where bad things are happening in South Africa. And I just want to take the time, man, to celebrate South Africa. I think there's so many things that we can be proud of. We can wake up with South Africans being very proud of. I mean, in the entertainment space, all these artists are coming to South Africa. I know Chris Brown came. We coined a phrase, Chris Bowl, as, you know, the event at the FNB Stadium happened. And now, thanks to that, that looked amazing for him. A world-class venue, world-class crowd, world-class concerts. And now that inspired him to go on a world tour, and he's calling it Chris Bowl. I know Doja Cat is coming through. I hope she reconciles with her father, by the way. Summer Walker is coming through. All these artists are coming through. Contrary to the belief that we are living in an unstable country, in an extremely dangerous country where you can't function. And I just want us to reflect and find things to celebrate about being South African and about the country. Now, on Friday, I had 3 gigs. Last gig, and I know this goes against what I'm saying, the beginning part of the story. Last gig, my phone gets stolen, in Melville. Okay, cool, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, no worries, we'll wake up and try find my phone with the apps that can track these things. Wake up, track the phone, it's in Yeovil.
What?
Of course it's in Yeovil, Saul. And then we take a drive with my friend and we're tracking the phone. We go to some hotel, Yeovil Hotel. We think the phone is there. It looks like it's in that area. And two Zulu guys. Now, they didn't even know who I am. You know, it's not like they were helping me because maybe I'm a familiar face. They've seen me somewhere. No. Genuinely saw that we're distressed. And Basibonisa Ubuntu, you know, kindness of their hearts, called the people that they know around that area. And we're with these guys for 5 hours. And eventually we located the phone in a building, apartment building, unfortunately. We managed to get in thanks to police officers as well, who also came and tried to help search for the phone. They searched a car that was a known criminal's car. He was not in his apartment, or maybe he just kept quiet. But eventually we didn't get the phone. But it gave me hope that, wow, man, Sisina Bantu, you know, as much as we all say, crime is bad, it's every man for himself, but I just want to celebrate Ubuntu that we still exhibit, you know, in this country, and some quality humans that we have. Obviously, the actions of the not-so-great people always make it into the news, the theft and criminality, but I want to celebrate that about being South African.
So I nearly got mugged yesterday as well. But thankfully, you know, I was mugged before, I was hijacked before. You mentioned police. After I got hijacked, we tried to stop police who, like, 2 police cars, and they just drove past on a highway at night. But yes, there are some good elements out there, and I hope I can forget that incident because it really is traumatic. So the issue of crime, so you say that you got robbed, you know, somebody nicked your phone. I nearly got mugged yesterday. And I think it was almost like a wake-up call, welcome back to Joburg type of thing. You know, I was saying to my missus yesterday that this is what I did not miss about Joburg. I've been home in the Bundus, spending my days just walking lazily, mindlessly, not minding, you know, botsotsi ba mo Gauteng, ma laita mo Gauteng, you know. Then on a Sunday, you know, let's atela modimo le le boitshepo, and these guys are trying to mug you. But something that is worth celebrating that I have picked up via Twitter, not Twitter, what is it called?
X.
TikTok.
Yeah.
X.
The number of young black farmers, particularly females, guys.
Wow, man.
You know, like every other day you see a picture or a video, whatever it is called, a feed of a young woman who's rearing chickens, you know, who's got a hatchery, people who are growing stuff. Every day I see these things and I get hope. You know, food security. I honestly believe that for my sister, watch the space.
Let's celebrate young black farmers, female at that, man. Do you know why the cops didn't stop?
No.
They thought you were going to rob them.
I know. I know. I look like it, right?
I thought Mudisane was going to take their car.
No, no, you don't look like it, but they also get scared of... I know that some police stations get closed early and get locked up because the cops themselves are getting robbed.
Penduga, you are kind. Yeah. There were two police cars, one after the other.
I can't imagine living in another country. I've got a friend now who's recently come back from the UK, and he said... South Africa is probably still the best country to live in. He hated living in the UK. He counted the number of days that he didn't see the sun. The expense of living in London was huge compared to living in Joburg. So he was like, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to come back home where the economy is a lot better than living in London. I can see the sun, whether it's winter or summer. I can still see the sun.
Let's celebrate South Africa. Yes, we're not a perfect country. Not so horrible things tend to happen sometimes. But let's just celebrate the beauty of our country, of our people, of our culture. What's on your mind? What would you like to celebrate about this beautiful country we call home?
Good morning, Seize the World. I just want to celebrate the music that comes from this country. You know, when they say South Africa is the dance capital of the world, I understand it fully. From the house music, the deep house, the Afrotech, and of course the Amapiano, which is making waves all over the country, all over the world. Bodikabang, who are some of the, come on, guys. Apart from that, we give you music that has message, music that has hope. Big shout outs to South Africa for the music.
Big shout out, huge music talent in the country. It's almost 7:30. We also have some amazing journalists and news readers who are so talented. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to one of them now, mm-hmm. or two of them mm-hmm. now.
I would like to appreciate Ubuntu versus South Africa. I had a flat, it wasn't a flat tire as such. My wheel exploded, literally, on the first lane, I think last month. And I had to go to the yellow lane, so I had to maneuver my way to the left lane. And parked, and there was this private security company. They saw me and they came as well to my side and be like, yo, I saw you are a lady and your tire has exploded. I'm like, yo, it's not safe in the freeway, let me come and assist you. I melted because I saw that Ubuntu still exists. Literally came immediately after I've parked on the left, safely parked. And they say, I saw you. I came to assist you. Do you have a spare wheel? And luckily I had, and they helped me. And yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. And one day somebody else is going to show that guy Ubuntu, because if Vili Lajiga, sometimes they explode.
For me, I just want to acknowledge our participation in sport. Oh, man, we have representative and not just representative. We are competitors and we are winners in almost every sport that is out there. Talk about rugby. Talk about cricket, talk about soccer, talk about running, talk about swimming. You can name them. We participate and we are winners.
Speaking of running, congratulations to our very own Prudence Sihodiso at the World Indoor Athletic Competitions. She got a gold medal last week, as well as Akane Simbine got his first major men's title medal, man. Because, you know, the guy was racing with Abo Bolt for the longest time. So well done to South Africans, man, putting the map out there on the world stage.
Proudly SA, have you heard our war cries, our school war cries? Yo, I'm a kwe joe to my tongue. Have you heard Felicia? I know, I'm proudly South African. I love being South African, especially the war cries. Like, I am such a fan of the war cries. I go to rugby games just for the war cries. Not in a teenager.
Talk a lot of nonsense with your mouth.
With your mouth.
Things going down, we go south.
We go south.
There's a lady, her name is Felicia.
Felicia.
She's very hot. We are she's.
We are she's. We are she's.
Oh, this war cry.
We are she's.
You guys should see this video. It's white kids, black kids, colored kids, Indian kids. You know, if you want to see unity in South Africa, like, don't listen to Afro Forum and Solidarity and them. Just go to the kids, man, and see how united they are. Listen to this.
Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.